back here. And we were just talking about this, the broken border. I mean, it's just one of the many reasons that Joe Biden's approval ratings are tanking completely. I mean, he is completely underwater. He has been underwater since middle August. It's not getting better. Usually they would rebound a little bit. The numbers would bounce a little bit. It's not bouncing. You've got the economy. You've got the border. People are not forgetting about what happened in Afghanistan at all. I mean, they're keeping that closely in mind. And you're watching what's happening in the Virginia race. Well, the Democrats are also taking on the nation's parents, saying you don't have any right to know what your kids are being taught. You just keep your business out of the schools. And, you know, that's a big turnoff. Joining me, Pete Hoekstra, former U.S. member of Congress for Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, House Intel Committee Chair for a number of years. Pete, good to have you back.
Hey, always good to be with you, Steve. Good.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Usually you can say, well, okay, we're losing on these topics. This is true for a lot of politics. We're losing on these, but we're winning over here. There's not a topic. There's not a major issue in America today where Joe Biden is above water anymore, right?
Not with the American people, but obviously he's doing really well with the progressives. I mean, most of what we're seeing in America today are things that the progressives wanted. You know, you talk about the border with Mexico. What did they want? As far as they're concerned, this border is now working. If anything, Border Patrol is still, you know, has too much control. They wanted open borders. They told us they wanted open borders. American voters didn't believe they'd actually do it, but they are. You know, the report out yesterday, they're going to allow people in from Afghanistan who worked for the Taliban. It's kind of like, why don't we put priorities first here? Let's get the Americans out. Let's get out the Afghans.
Yeah, I saw that story. I was shocked. I was shocked when I saw that story. Hiring former people that worked from, what, 1996 to 2001, 2002 for the Taliban, you know, government employees of a terrorist organization are not going to be here. I mean, how does that make any sense?
It makes absolutely no sense. You know, it's like, I think the Dutch are reporting that they still have 2,000 either nationals, but primarily Afghans who worked with them that they'd like to get out of Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, they're 1/20th the size of the United States. You know, extrapolating that out, you know, we'd say there's probably somewhere between 40 to 50,000 Afghans who put their lives on the line for America that we left behind. And now the first thing the State Department's going to do is they're going to provide humanitarian aid to the Afghans through the Taliban, and they're going to let former employees of the Taliban into the United States of America. I mean, Steve, we are upside down, but we can't forget. America elected this administration or not. We elected these people.
However we got there, they're in the office.
Yeah, however we got there.
They're in the office. That's what I said earlier, you know, and you can sit there and go back and forth. But here's the problem. I can't point to any area that this, it's not just the president. It's one thing if the team is losing football games, right? And you brought in the old coach who had, you know, and he suddenly he just can't find a way to win. He's not surrounded by a bunch of super talented, competent people. I mean, I look at Ned Price from State. I mean, this guy's terrible. Jen Psaki just is condescending to people, and yeah, it just doesn't answer questions. It's just a disaster, one thing after another. And then they come out yesterday with their big discovery about how to stop the bottlenecks on the supply chains. If we work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we can get more done. No kidding. If you work more, you'll get more work done. What a revelation. I mean, these are the people that are the geniuses in Washington. Pete, I'm appalled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, though. They got one thing right.
What's that?
I'm getting a 5.9% wage increase on my Social Security. Of course, that's only an indication that inflation is going sky high and all. You know, the experts in Washington and the experts in the administration are saying this is only transitory. Yeah, tell me
Wrong.
About it. Transitory. Prices, we're not going to see prices receding in 6 months.
No.
So we're not going to see $2 a gallon gas again until we get a president in the office who actually
allows You hit on something very important there, and that's this. It's October. We're heading into winter across the northern United States. And guess what, folks? Global climate warming change disruption, I don't care what you call it, winter's coming. And that means that people are going to have to heat their homes with propane, natural gas, and heating oil, all of which are on their way up to record territory. It could be 50% higher this winter's heating bill compared to last year. Places like Maine, the state of Maine, some are predicting it will double the cost of heating their homes. You don't survive that with a 5.9% kick in Social Security. This will devastate families.
Can't add to that.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's awful.
It's terrible.
It's one issue. I mean, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm just gonna say, what do they do? I mean, it's fuel prices, it's food, it's cars, it's housing, it's the consumer price index, and they're doing nothing. Pete, they're doing nothing.
Well, sure they are. They're going after parents who are criticizing school boards.
Right.
These are domestic terrorists. You know, if you and I want to have influence with our kids' education, I remember when I was on the education kid. Committee. We were hoping and praying that every kid would have a caring adult in their life who would, you know, focus on their learning, who would be involved in their school. Now, if you want to do that and challenge, you know, critical race theory, this transgender stuff that's going on, schools teaching sexuality, the school boards, and now the Department of Justice and Terry McAuliffe, who may be governor of Virginia, are saying it's none of your business. You know, kind of saying it's our kids and we'll raise them and you stay out of it.
That's exactly how it comes across.
With these people.
But I think, you know, listen, Virginia was a state that voted for Biden double digits. It's a toss up race. I think that may have been the final nail in Terry McAuliffe's political coffin. And that is taking on the parents, those suburban mothers that are so critical to elections these days, being told they have no place in their kids' educational process. It doesn't fly, does it, Pete?
I hope not. I hope not. Yeah. You know, but these people ran on this Biden agenda, the progressive agenda, and Americans just thought, they'll never do all of that. And guess what? They are. You got to believe these people when they say what they want to do because they really are crazy.
Right. One more thing I forgot all about. We've got about 30 seconds. I'll give this for you for the last 30 seconds. The commission's coming today on the Supreme Court in this proposed changes, which will include packing the court, term limiting the court, and everything else. That happens today because they're going to do everything they can to change the Supreme Court. I'll give you the last word, 30 seconds.
Let's hope and pray they don't get that done either.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Okay. Every day we get closer to the next election, the more thankful I am and the less damage they can do.
There it is. The less damage they can do. Pete Hoekstra, former U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands, former House Intel Committee chair, a guy who spent 18 years on the inside of the swamp. Pete, always good insight. Greatly appreciate you as always. Thank you.
All right. Good to be with you, Steve. Thanks.
All right. When we come back, something good about fall, all right? Something to lift your spirits a little bit. Don't go anywhere. It's for the love of flannel. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org